Rich Luko, he is with Free Cloud Records, downtown Edmonton. It is Record Store Day on Saturday, and we wanted to sit and chat with him. Tanse, and welcome to Windspeaker Media, 89.3 The Raven. Rich.
Excellent. Good to see spring on the way.
Yeah, spring's here. Summer just around the corner. Things are good. First off, Free Cloud Records, been around a while. How long have you been at Free Cloud Records?
Free Cloud's been around since 85, and I've been around since late 80s and owned it since 92.
Wow. I'll be honest, I went to Vic Comp for high school, so I would frequent Free Cloud Records, Sound Connection Records, Groove Asylum, all of those amazing, even the old A&A marquee that was there, all of the old amazing record stores that were all on that one strip. Now, you've been around since the 80s. You've seen vinyl come, go, and then come back again. How did that feel over the course of the last 30 years?
It was pretty cool. Like, we've always been a record store. That's always been our focus. I'm a record collector myself. That was always our thing. But yeah, there were a few lean years in there for sure.
You know, for me, I wouldn't consider myself a vinyl collector. I have a pretty decent, you know, collection just that I've had over the years from, you know, my mom's old collection, my cool collection. And, you know, now that everything's making a comeback and it's all trendy again, you know, I'm sure glad I hung on to a lot of these records. Do you ever get people who come in and they regret now getting rid of a lot of their old vinyl?
Every day. And the best part is, it's like we get people coming in from their teens and tweens up to retirement age looking for records. We have older people coming in to replace the collections that they once had. We've got, you know, the young kids coming in who are looking to build up their first collection. They just love vinyl.
Awesome. And, you know, April 22nd, Record Store Day all across the country. I believe there is some participating stores. I understand you guys also have a separate event happening on Sunday. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, that's the great big Edmonton Record Fair. It's hundreds of thousands of records, tapes, CDs, music collectibles, memorabilia and stuff. That's taking place at the Northgate Lions Senior Center. It's up 137th Ave and 74th Street. It's an event that's been going on for decades in Edmonton. And my store, Free Cloud Records, shows up, but there's also like tons of independent sellers, and there's so much stuff there. It's the marquee event of the year for record collectors in Edmonton.
I'm going to have to check that out. That is in my neck of the woods, and I'm on a cassette trip right now. I brought my Walkman to work, and I'm going to have to try to see if there's any cassette vendors down there.
It's a perfect place for crate digging, for, you know, like just digging through boxes, finding. The best part is you're going to find stuff you didn't even know you were looking for.
Just wanted to say thanks for sitting chatting with our listeners. We're going to try to send some listeners down to Free Cloud Records. They are on 101st Street. And what's your address down there, actually, Rich?
Oh, at the corner of 101st Street, 108th Avenue, right across from your old alma mater, Vic's.
Yeah. Right across from Victoria Performing Arts School. So head on down. Go see Rich if you need to get your hands on some vinyl. And thanks for taking the time to chat with us, Rich. And we look forward to, you know, hearing more about Record Store Day as the years progress and more people flooding the record stores, picking up more vinyl.
Thanks, man. Keep on rocking.